Hi, Daily Shine listeners. If you're feeling burned out at work, you are so not alone. In fact, surveys show 52% of employees struggling with burnout at work right now. Support yourself and your team by bringing Shine at Work to your workplace, school, or organization. Rooted in cultural competency and backed by science, Shine at Work is an employee well-being program with daily preventative support based on Shine's award-winning app. Shine at Work gives your team monthly virtual workshops, customized care resources, and daily personalized support to help employees feel seen and supported. Head to theshineapp.com/work to learn more about how to bring Shine at Work to your workplace or school as a mental wellness benefit. This month, if you refer your HR team, we'll give you a free year of Shine Premium as a thank you. You'll get access to 1,000 meditations, weekly expert-led self-care courses, and monthly community workshops, including this month's course and workshop on resilience. Refer your HR team at theshineapp.com/work today. That's theshineapp.com/WORK. Welcome to your Daily Shine, the podcast meets meditation from the Shine app. This is your space to connect with yourself, your growth, and what you need to shine today. Joy here. Hope is one of my favorite feelings. For me, it can feel like the calm in the middle of a storm. Whether that storm is a certain situation or the negative what-ifs swirling in my head. Psychologists define hope as having the will and finding the way. It's believing that things can get better and you have the power to make it so. But I know sometimes it can feel tough to let ourselves hope. Hope can feel like wishful thinking, but hope isn't just a wish. It's a step toward action. Studies show that when we have hope, even just that things might get a little bit better, we're more likely to see a path forward, and we're more likely to take those next steps and continue on. Hope is a catalyst for change. So today, let's reconnect with your hope. Take a deep breath in and out. And find yourself in a comfy position. Close your eyes or softly lower your gaze. If you can, bring one hand to your heart. Breathe into this space. In and out. Make each breath longer and slower than the last. In and out. A few more on your own. Great. If you want, you can let your hand down. Take some time to tap into your hope. Ask yourself, how hopeful have I felt lately? See what comes up. Maybe you have more hope in one part of your life than in another. Try to imagine that you have a tank of hope that powers you. How full is your tank 82%, 5%. Wherever you are at is okay. I'll give you some time to explore how full your tank is. Great job. Take a deep breath in and out. Now we are going to fill our tanks. Try to make a list of things you're hopeful for. It can be as simple as hoping for nice weather this weekend so that you can gather with friends. It might be for a new opportunity at work, or for something more abstract that you hold in your heart. I'll give you some time with your thoughts. Nice work. Remember that hope is a verb as well as a noun. When we open ourselves to hope, we welcome the possibility of a better future for ourselves and the world, and it sets us on the path to make it happen. Take one more deep breath in and out. And say this with me. I have hope. I have hope. When you're ready, you can open your eyes. Let yourself have hope today. You deserve it. And you got it.